Deepak Singh is the author of Chasing America, the story of his journey from India to the United States. As someone who surfs in Massachusetts waters, the home of Jaws, I saw something in last week's New York Times magazine that kind of freaked me out, but it was also incredibly beautiful. It was a photo of a great white shark breaching, in other words, flying out of the water. The picture was taken by Michael Mueller. He travels the world to take photos of all types of sharks. And earlier today, I had a chance to speak to him in between his assignments. He said that sometimes it takes years to get the perfect image, like that shot of that shark breaching.
You are towing a decoy seal behind a boat that's moving on the water, and the decoy is about 40, 50 feet behind the boat, and you tow it around the ocean, so you're moving all constantly, and you have to keep your camera pointed right at that tiny little piece of plastic out behind the boat, and the shark, there's no warning, it just boom explodes out of the water, so you have to be totally ready.
Michael, you're seemingly committed to sharks. You go all over the world to just take shark photos. And what's different with you is you do this when you're in the water without a cage. That seems kind of crazy.
Yes, I've traveled the world documenting sharks for over the last decade. It's a definite passion of mine. I'm always cage free. You really only need a cage, in my opinion, with great whites on the surface when you're feeding them. When you start to swim with these animals, you realize they're not after us. We're not on their menu. A number of people, including my wife, came on a trip with me, and the whole time she's like, oh, I don't know why we're doing this. It's so irresponsible. If something happens. By the second dive, I thought she was going to jump off and grab onto the dorsal fin and swim away.
The fact that you photograph sharks without a cage, it is part of your own conservation promotion of sharks, isn't it?
Well, yes, without a doubt. They are killing 100 million sharks around the world every year. 100 million. And these are, animals that are on the top of a very, very fragile ecosystem in our ocean. It's just mind-boggling. And it's scary because so many of these creatures are, endangered or on the, facing extinction. You go into certain waters now and there's just jellyfish. There's just jellyfish because, you take out the top predator, it's like a domino effect, the balance that happens underneath that.
A lot of those sharks are killed for the delicacy shark's fin soup in Asia. You think anybody has ever gone after a great white for its fin for soup?
Without a doubt. In Africa, they get paid a very large sum for great white jaws and teeth and fins. But at the same time, it can feed a great white shark can feed a village. And we see it in Mogadishu and different places in Africa for a month, 2 months, which is fine and great. I have no issues with that. And I have no issues with shark fin soup. I just have the issue with the balance that, 100 million sharks don't need to be killed for a soup. It's just like bluefin tuna that's, on the brink of extinction. We need to allow these animals time to replenish their stocks and not push it to where we push everything as humans, to the brink that we aren't going to have them anymore. I have three daughters. I'm fearful that I'm never going to be able to see some of these creatures.
You do take celebrity photographs as well. I looked at your Instagram feed. There's Cate Blanchett, Ian McKellen, also Lil Wayne flipping the bird. What's scarier, sharks or celebrities?
Scared. Well, fear. I don't really get scared. I mean, they're
you're,
both.
You're thinking about it, though.
Yeah. Well, what's scarier, sharks or celebrities? I mean, the celebrities definitely aren't, scary. The people that are around them sometimes can be a bit of a challenge. But yeah, I've been shooting actors and musicians and sports for close to 30 years. It's how I make my living. Sharks is a passion, like I've said. But I make my living doing movie posters and ad campaigns. And if you're listening to this, you've definitely seen my images before. You probably just don't know that I was the one that took them.
Photographer Michael Mueller, he's one guy who doesn't need a bigger boat. Thank you very much, Michael. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We've got some of Michael Mueller's amazing Instagram photos at PRI.org. Here's something else you may not know about great whites. They like heavy metal, not the bars of the cage, the music. At least according to a charter boat operator in Australia, shark tour guide Matt Waller doesn't throw chum in the water to attract sharks. Waller says sharks become less aggressive when he plays AC/DC for them. Some sharks even rub their snouts against the cage speakers. So some AC/DC is in order. Here's If You Want Blood, You Got It. The world's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have yourselves a great weekend. If you want blood,